Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Jane Quasar, and welcome again to another Zora call on this grand day of December the 4th, 2021. And the clock is ticking towards, well, it's going towards many things, right? We're talking about the RV. We're talking about huge transformation of our beingness to higher levels of consciousness and awareness. And that, of course, includes, you know, transformations of our bodies and great healings, especially as we also evolve physically on this plane with our, what we call, generally speaking, they call the med beds. Zora calls all of them the celestial chambers, of which they are, because these are all off-world technologies. If they're made here, I don't think we would be able to, we'd have to be really careful about that. But anyway, so here we are. We have a big day again today, and I'm going to go ahead and bring Dorea in first, so she could say hello to everyone, and we'll get started on our call. So here we go. Let's bring Dorea through. Okay, hold on a second. Here she is. Hello, Dorea. Good morning, good
hello.
Morning. How are you?
This, how are you guys
well,
doing
morning
today?
Here. Yes. Morning
well,
here,
it's morning
in,
here.
The,
afternoon
in the Pacific,
wherever else it is.
And it's super early in
like,
the morning out in Australia.
Yeah, true.
And 8 hours away.
It's even early in Alaska. Alaska's 1 hour behind us. What?
Yes, and Hawaii as well is behind us, so. It's a wonderful world we live in, that we can be all together at this moment from wherever we reside. Isn't that fabulous? We couldn't say that 50 years ago. So anyway, so let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to go ahead and, hey, Dorea, did you have a maybe something you'd like to share with everyone before we get started?
Share with me, what you mean, my reading?
No, not yet.
Oh.
No, you're just...
Well?
What's on the top of your mind? Or heart mind?
On the top of my mind? You mean my heart mind?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. I'm in an anticipation mode at the moment.
Big time.
Big time, right.
Okay. All right, so before we have a couple of wonderful guests today, and we're so happy that Dr. Tom is going to be here, and we are going to discuss our blessing. And, oh, you know what? I didn't do that. If you would like them
what?
To be on our call, Dorea, while we move forward, just tell them that I shall bring them in. Their time, about quarter to their time, it would be quarter to one.
Quarter to one their time?
Well, you know what? Why don't we do this? Hang in there, everybody. I forgot that Mark and Michael were going to be on
how
our show
you,
today.
How could you forget them? They're on your newsletter.
They're not on the newsletter.
Yeah, they are. I just kept you reading it.
Anyway, it's really not there, but we would like to be able to have them. So they weren't here last weekend. So we'll have them come
That's
in
right.
and just say a few words in regards to our updates on the IMC and perhaps maybe the Daisy. And let me see, I'm just thinking if it's, So, yeah, I think I'm going to try to bring them in it at, that would be 10:30, 1:30 their time. If you could just go ahead and let them know that. Go ahead and text them if you will. All right?
Okay.
1:30 their time.
I will.
Okay? All right. And so we'll go ahead. Now, since Zaria is going to do that, then let's just go ahead and do a short meditation with a couple of commands. So let's go ahead and just find your place where you can sit and really go within, and we'll do, you know, a few deep breaths. I would like to tell you that the Wim Hof breathing is really an amazing form of, you know, letting go, breathing, and bringing in that life force energy. And if you just squeeze your hands also as you're doing that, what it does is that it contracts all of your blood vessels, your muscles, and everything else, organs as well. So when you contract and squeeze and release, you can let go and let it flow out, you know. And so that's one way. That's a really good way of expelling toxins from your body and expelling all the things that you don't want, whether it's pain or worry or whatever it is. So we're going to just do that to begin with in terms of breathing, okay? So here's the breathing exercise for today. It's going to be a little bit rapid, but as we're breathing in, for example, breathe in, tense every part of your body, and then release, let go of your hands, and breathe out. Okay, so here we go. Breathe in, deep breath, hold, squeeze, entire body, hands, legs, and then let go. Breathe in again, breathe in deeply, hold, tight, tense, back, muscles, legs, let go. We'll do that a couple more times. Breathe in, tense, squeeze your arms, back, muscles, feet, let go. And one more time, breathing in, tense, everything in your body, face, neck, arms, legs, everything. Now let go and release and relax. And let's just do just nice, quiet breathing in and out. As you're breathing in, envision beautiful golden white, pink, white, magenta. Just flowing in from the heavens through your head, top of your head, crown chakra, and just let it swirl. And this time, we're going to let it swirl counterclockwise, counterclockwise. All the way down, beautiful golden, white, magenta light. All the way down, clockwise, counterclockwise. Oh, very nice. As you relax and just relax and go within, feel your beautiful, wonderful, loving heart mind. And relax more, feeling more neutral, feeling calmer, more serene. And just think of yourself as being, it's always lovely to be at the beach. And you can hear the waves going in and out from the ocean or from the lake onto the sand, and back and forth. Just kind of envision that. Just relaxing more and more. Lovely. Always nice to be in this space. And you can do this at any time. of the day and night, when you're feeling stressed, when you're feeling like, oh my gosh, what a day I've had. Well, what is going on in this world? Just letting all that go and just go with that. Very, very good. So we're just going to do some nice, easy commands. And we all know that it's all about releasing and letting go of transforming your essence of who you are in this personality, in this body, transforming it more and more into the higher frequencies of who we are, full fifth-dimensional beings, just filled with love, just exuding love and light out of your pores from within and out to everyone around you. Be that for yourself first, always, and then you can do that for others. And so here we go with the first command. And repeat after me. I command my spirit. I command my I am presence. I command my God source or my God source essence to connect me always to my higher level of awareness and consciousness now. I command my spirit, Zaria, you want to put yourself on mute? Thank you. I command my goddess self. I command source creation sparkles within me. I command the universe to always connect me with my God, goddess self, and to also connect always with greater awareness and higher consciousness now. Let's do one more. I command creation, prime creator, source, Mother, Father, God. Let's bring in Zora and Q and all the love, beautiful beings of only pure love and light to assist us in our greater awareness and higher consciousness levels now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You close your eyes. You are going deeper and deeper into that knowingness of who we truly are. Essence, I am present. God, goddesses, always the above. And we absolutely know it. Nice and short. And so welcome, everyone, to this wondrous, glorious, and loving moment.
Michael,
all the time.
Michael, we're expecting your call in 25 minutes, dear.
25 minutes?
Yeah, that would be 20 minutes to
1:30. 1:30 their time.
You said 20 minutes to 1. Oh, well. I'm going to change that.
It would be, tell them 1:30 their time. Oh, no, 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 I'm sorry. 12th, it would be, let's see.
12:30 their time.
12:30 their time. 12:30 their time.
Yeah,
you're right. 12:30 their time.
From
Thank
now.
You. Right. Sorry. You're right. No, that's not 20 minutes from now.
25 minutes from now would be one. Would be 20 minutes to one.
So if it's hold on a minute. Okay. So it is right now. It's like 9. Okay. So 9
right.
o'clock
and
is 12 o'clock their
right
time.
Now.
And so I want them
right.
to be there at 1:30, which is then 10:30 our time. 1:30 their time.
Now you
please.
Want. Now I got to change it. Now I got
to
go back and
yes.
mention
it
them again
be at 1:30.
Because you.
Right.
You told me 20
yes.
minutes to one. So now I got to go. I got to call them back.
I'm sorry. So 10:30, 11:30, 12, 10:30. Wait a minute. Hold on. So it's almost okay. So it's 12 o'clock and
just
9
bring
o'clock.
Them in 25 minutes, dear.
No, I can't.
Just
I can't
ahead.
Do that in 25 minutes. I cannot do
Why
that.
Not?
So because we have Dr. Tom coming in, and we also have Dr. Jerry. Dr. Jerry is coming in at 11 o'clock Pacific. They're coming in at 10 o'clock, and he's going to be with us until 10:45. So 10:45 our time is 10. That would be 11, 12, 1:30. 1:45 their time, or it's going to be 1:30. Please let him know that his time. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You're confusing me, dear.
Yeah, just tell them 1:30 their time, and they'll be good. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do now is it's a 1:17, while you're doing that, I'll go see if I can get bring a Dr. Tom in. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and bring Dr. Tom in, everybody, and we shall continue with our call. And we'll go ahead and let Zareya do her thing. Okay. All right, Dr. Tom, hopefully you are available at this time. We look forward to lots of really good news here. So let's go ahead and do that. Hold on a second. I got a little bit Okay, there we go. All right.
You have reached Dr. Thomas Sorich. Please leave your number, your name, and hopefully you're having an awesome day.
All right.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Okay. All right. So let me bring Zareya in. Zareya, are you ready to bring your message to all of us today?
Okay, sure.
Okay, thank you. I will confirm with Mike and Mark. The Markle brothers, all right?
And do that while, yeah, do that while I'm reading.
I shall. So thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm
going to
be reading
time.
About. I'm going to be reading from the book of Messages from the Hollow Earth by Diane Robbins. Of course, you go to her website, www.DianneRobbins.com. To order her books, and of course you definitely want her books. Everybody does. And they're also in several different languages. They're in audio books, and so she can, you can order them directly from her. We have waited all day in joy, knowing that we would make our connection today at the end of your day. We are joyous to be here with you today, partnering with you to bring our messages to our brothers and sisters above ground. Thank you for keeping your appointment with us. Today we will speak about time and how fleeting it is on the surface. You count your days, your minutes, your seconds, and register them all in your bodies, thinking that aging signifies the passage of time. As people age, time passes. As buildings deteriorate, time passes. This is time on the surface, and it is all an illusion. Time really does not exist. Time can't exist, and we are a prime example. Our bodies don't age, and our buildings don't deteriorate. So does this mean that that there's no time in inner earth or hollow earth, but only time on the surface? You would think so, wouldn't you? But our lives attest to the fact that through your passage of time, our bodies stay young no matter how much time passes on the surface. You measure your time with aging, but we don't age. Does this mean time stands still for us? Or does it rather mean that you're using an inappropriate measurement of time? Your bodies wouldn't age if you didn't count the days and years as getting older. If you counted the days and years as your journeys around the sun instead of aging, then 30 years would mean 30 trips around the sun instead of 30 years old. Trips don't age you, but years do. Just the word years, using the word years, ages you. If you just, change your words from years to trips, you gain your immortality. It is all in your beliefs and your speech. Your speech and your thoughts make it so. In Hollow Earth, we know there's no such thing as aging because we never see it. We know there's no such thing as time as you experience it because here everything is in a perpetual state of youthfulness and newness. Everything looks as new as the day it was created, including our bodies. We exist in a state of divine perfection and in an environment of timelessness. We never hurry and are never late. We never kill time as you do on the surface. Have you noticed how this is a favorite saying of yours? It's as if time were your enemy, and whenever you have some extra time, you kill it. You are in a rush to use up all the time in your life so that the end comes fast, and you don't have to feel. You just stay busy. Watch the years of your life pass and hope it ends without leaving any extra time on your hands. For what would you do with extra time? The thought would scare you, for it would leave you time to feel yourself, to feel your life, and feeling is what everyone wants to avoid. So without enough time left at the end of each day, you can avoid feeling and just continue to a robotic-like existence. You can stop time. Just start feeling yourself in every moment and prolong this feeling, this consciousness of yourself. You can actually expand your time and prolong your youthfulness by not getting caught up in time. If it starts slipping away from you, you can stop to recapture it by feeling yourself deeply in the moment. It's all about awareness. If you lose yourself in your day, you lose a segment of your life. If you're aware of yourself throughout your day, you gain immortality, and you're focusing on the now. You would love our easy lifestyle and slow, harmonious ways. We have time to think things out, but to talk things out before we make choices. We're never forced to choose because time is running out or there is a deadline. These are obstacles that you've created on the surface, and they just do not exist down here. We thank you for taking your time today to meet with us. I am Mikos, ageless and timeless. We have the eyes of falcons. Today it is a bright and glorious inside the hollow earth, as our inner sun is always shining and there is never any clouds in our sky. Our vision is always clear and we can see for miles around our inner cities and across our sky to the other side of our inner earth. We have the eyes of falcons with intense, precise vision. No one here wears glasses, as our sight is perfect. Seeing is believing, and soon you will be able to see us with your inner vision and wonder how you had never seen us before. As your consciousness climbs in frequency and vibration, so does the perfection of your body expand to every cell and organ until you return to the divine perfection that you are. And that's the message from the hollow earth to you people on the surface. Just change your vocabulary from years to trips around the sun. Because when you do that, you stop aging. At that point, you stop aging. That would also mean not celebrating birthdays, because that also denotes time. That's why in Hollow Earth, we don't celebrate birthdays, because then we would be emitting time. So we don't do that. And on the surface, in the not too distant future, you'll be doing the same thing. You won't be celebrating birthdays for years, because it will be trips around the sun. Change your vocabulary, you gain your immortality. It's that simple. Wouldn't be simple for some people because they like celebrating birthdays. Anyway, that's it.
Very nice. Very good, Soraya. Thank you.
That's how you gain your immortality, is by changing your vocabulary and drop the word years away from your vocabulary. Just simply say, I am X amount of trips around the sun. I'm 30 trips around the sun. I'm 61 trips around the sun, or whatever. Whatever you denote as your existence, do it in trips around the sun, and you gain your immortality. Okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you, Soraya. My suggestion is just don't even think about how people say you are this old or whatever the number is. I mean, that really should be not even a conversation anymore. You just live from day to day, making every day, you know, your presence, and, you know, that makes you just feel younger all the time, especially if what you are doing is always, you know, bringing forth joy, not just to yourself, but to others and what you do. Anyway,
I'm 70 trips around the sun, And I don't have a wrinkle on my body. You can ask Jane about that.
Yeah, you're not from here. We know that.
I know that.
You know that. We know that too. Lucky you. We're getting there. That's why we're not even going to think about how old we are, because that just brings forth that thinking again, and we don't want to go there, right? Okay.
Right.
All right,
right.
Let's go ahead and bring Dr. Tom in. Okay. Here we go. I'm sure that Dr. Tom is
finally,
now ready.
You finally got him this time?
Who? Well,
Dr.
I'm going
Tom.
I'm sure I'll be able to. All right. And you're going to put yourself on mute, right?
I am.
And as far as Mike, Michael and Mark, they will be here at 10:30 Pacific, 1:30 Eastern, everyone. Okay. All right. All right. Oops, hold on a minute. I think I did that wrong. Let's get out of here. There we go.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Tom, and welcome. It's wonderful to hear that you're here.
Yeah.
How are you?
Everything is groovy.
Groovy. I think
yep,
there's a song
groovy
that goes
and
back.
Far out.
We love to hear that. I think I can kind of hear everybody, you know, getting into the joy of it. So I'm going to go ahead.
Yeah.
We'll let you take over now. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's see. What do we want to talk about today? Oh, okay. The RV.
Yes, yes.
One gift.
Right. Well, that sounds good. Well, I'd like to go over a couple scenarios and then make sure we're all ready to go. Just so people know that there's only one or two people that know when this is going to go. And it's going to go, basically it's on a analog system. So it gets put into a device or a computer and everything has to line up and they're like cogs. And once the final cog does, then they can release it. So not one person can interfere with it or start it. So it's set up on almost like an AI system. And so once everything is put in, then it's ready to go. But if everything isn't done, then no one can start it or no one can stop it. So it kind of looks like when Patton, I think it was Roosevelt, World War II, when he sent Patton over to Europe, Patton did not even know what was going on, what the plans were. So we hear all these things every day, and that, you know, information, you have to take it with a grain of salt because it's already planned and it'll be ready when it's ready. So the updates are, we are hearing that we'll get notifications next week that my contact in Zurich, that they no liquidity this week. Next week they should receive some from their bonds. We are hearing that the tier ones and two have already gone through, have already been paid. That's the governments and the big organizations. Tier three should be done this weekend, and then we should go next week, tier four, and then tier five will be next year. So that's the people who don't follow the calls or someone gave them a note and they just want to go exchange this at a bank. Those are the tier five people. Redemption centers are not on call today. They did some training with some new procedures. over the week. We did have a big meeting on Monday with 206 countries that finalized a lot of information. So we're getting close, and we're just going to have to sit tight. So I was just going to go over real quick. So if you guys want to get out a piece of paper and just make sure you have your structure in place. So what you should do when you go in, you got to remember you have what I'm hearing is that you're going to do your exchange and then you'll come back later to do a lot of other things with the wealth managers, with setting up different accounts. But you want to have a 1 or 2 page document with your name on top, and underneath that you have your currencies and the amounts. Okay? And then underneath that you have another headline requesting. What you want is what you're requesting. So you'll have your ZIM. And just throw something in there. Put maybe I want 100 million per note or the highest availability. Okay, and then underneath that you put your VIN, a VND, your dinar, and the rest of them. Just throw anything in there, a high rate or the highest rate. Okay, and then you'll want underneath that structured payout. Just have some different thoughts on it, like 10% points of primary principal to pay out or quarterly payments. Just write stuff up for fun. That way they see that you're organized. So if you have, let's say you get $100 million for your project and you get to keep 30% of that and the rest you want to be paid in interest. Okay, so just set up a structured payout. You can go online and look at structured payouts. Those are in there. And then you want to make sure you're underneath that you're requesting new quantum financial system accounts. So you'll have one account you want to make sure you request an account for each currency. Keep them separate. Like your dong in one account and then the ZIM and everything. So what you can do is the ZIM, you can call that your mother load account. And then you have your other ones, the dong will be in one account. That way you can keep track of everything over that. And then you'll have presentation. That's 5 to 7 minutes of what your plan is, dress well, be positive. Basically, it's a short, your projects. You know, you're going to do this, this, and this. And then underneath that, you'll have your executive summary. You can just look up on the internet and look up executive summary of your plan, okay? So that, in a nutshell, is, remember that you just want a page so they can just look at it. And go back and listen to the recording. Got to remember the Alliance is the ones. They're the good guys that will be there, okay? And so everything is good. So we should be ready. We don't know when it's going to go. All we can do is think positive. All we can do is remember, take care of your health. And remember, every thought that we do creates a chemical reaction. So if you think fear or you think this or that, it's going to make a chemical reaction. So you have to make sure that keep your thoughts. It's your mindset. You know, just keep your mind positive. Think good things. Get the people that are around you that drag you down. Don't listen to the news, the negative news, okay? In your meditations, just create a future. Create like it's already happened. And that way you'll be in a good place. Well, anyway, that's it for me. Any questions or updates on your side? Hello?
Part of the, thank you very much for all that information, Dr. Tom. That was swell. I just wanted to just kind of add that when we all go to, most of everyone, that are very aware of what this transition of the revaluation of the various exotic currencies that we have, that you will be connected, we will all be connected to Starlink. So that means that emails are going to be coming up primarily from, as far as I know, it's going to be coming basically from Wells Fargo. And then anyone that is part of, not part of our a private group like we are, then most of the people are probably going to be waiting for an 800 number, whether you're here in the United States or whether you're outside. 800 numbers will be available. So again, when the emails come out to everyone, it's going to be going through Starlink, so it's a very dedicated, very, very secure server that we're going to be utilizing. So when it happens, I already know from our teacher that we will all, Dr. Tom and others like myself and a lot of others that are part of his group, will be informed of the process, also of the rate. So before you do anything, we'll go over this one more time as far as when I put in our newsletter, urgent, urgent, urgent. So be aware, keep watch of our newsletters, because once we do that, we will have a call immediately. And when you begin, when you go in to exchange, remember, you know that you're going to be signing a non-disclosure agreement. That means you can't say anything about what you just went through. You can't talk about rates. You can't talk about anything at all. Remember, you are anonymous. Just like your trusts are anonymous. If you do not have a trust at this point, then you can go in, and it's still, if you're prepared, just like a lot of the people that are just going to be going in to wherever they go to, whether it's a redemption center or, and everyone who has, and quote me if this is still correct. If you have this in, irregardless of whether you have other currencies, well, like the dong or the dinar or whatever, if you have a combination of all of them, you'll be going to a redemption center. If you only have the currencies like dinar, dong, rupee, or whatever, you'll be going to a bank or wherever else they send you. Is that correct? Is that still correct?
Yes. Well, once again, be prepared for every scenario possible. But just make sure that, know that if you don't have a trust, that you, what I'm hearing is that they want to get everyone through to get their exchanges. Then they can come back and set up their different accounts.
Correct.
And everything. Okay, because they can't be spending a half hour on everything. Basically, you're going to get your exchanges.
Right.
And the money will go into an account, and then they'll set up appointments for the wealth managers or whatever you have, and then that's
right.
The best scenario. Or set up your LLC, because it'll be going under common law.
Correct.
The new republic.
Correct.
And so, yeah, so that's important. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for those that don't have, and then this is what we also learned a while back. So if you don't have a trust, what you want to do then is you want to go in and make sure that it goes into a skeleton trust. That means it doesn't get owned or it doesn't become a part of the bank. Once you do that, then you're okay. Meet up with your teams, and then they will then remove that and put it into a, as what we call, common law trust, or what we call presently is a revocable trust. That could be the umbrella for many of the projects and other entities that you want to put in there. So that's what, and I think we'll get more information regarding that. But make sure, as Dr. Tom already said, is make sure that all of your Zim is separate from all the others, and all the others should also be in separate accounts.
Right. And then make sure you, you know, while we're waiting, look at all the different investments out there, from infinite banking to different scenarios, buying real estate, everything. Work on that. Do your study. Do your research of where you want to put the money, you know, and the financial world is going to change. So be prepared to look at new things. They're going to offer new things too. So just keep learning every day.
Right.
Keep learning about what you want to do.
Right. Okay. I think that's a good short summary. So, and hopefully it's not too confusing. But really, everything will be really just fine. They're there to be able to be of service. So your part, as Dr. Tom said, as we say, right, go ahead.
The more you got to remember that the U.S. Treasury needs us, because they're taking a percentage, a very small percentage, like 1 or 2%. You know, they need this more than anything else, too. So, and the banks are, you've got to remember, your account that you have will be directly to U.S. Treasury now. Now we have, you know, it goes from the bank and used to control everything. They won't be able to go into your accounts and manipulate it and steal it like they have for a long time. So you're in charge, and you just make sure the more organized you are, it's just that couple pages of just your points and, you know, dress up and be confident. And as we used to say, smooge the banker.
Is that what they're saying? Is that what one does?
Well, yeah, that's what I did when I got out of school. I needed to get to start my practice. We went to a consultant. So you got to go smooch the bankers. after 50 times and not getting loans, I finally found a bank that gave me a loan. So.
By that time you were an expert in smoozing.
I was a smoozer.
That's a good one. All right, everybody. You guys know, many of you already have, you have a folder that you should be reviewing. All right. So we won't go into that. If you want some more information, go over it again. Just go over to our website, zoraofhollowearth.com, and go to services, and it'll go down to where it says exchange and trust or whatever. There's a lot of information there, and that'll help to get you to review and understand the basics of how we're going to how this process goes. So if you haven't gotten organized yet and you want to fill in some more, this is the time to do it. It is of great importance now, because we are in the process. So that's wonderful. Well, I think you've covered it all. I think we're pretty good to go. And I know that, is this going to be your last call, Dr. Tom? Say no.
I hope so. It is what it is. But we don't know when it's going to happen. We know it will happen. We're hoping it's before Christmas. That would be a great time.
That's what they say. We'll see, right?
That's what we say. Just pretend like it's already happened. Just pretend like you're happy, you're in love, everything is good.
Very good. Very good, Dr. Tom. All right. Well, we'll let you go, and you have yourself a great day. Thank you so much for all these wonderful updates that you've provided for all of us.
Okay,
so we'll
take care
again.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. That was amazing. That was great. Okay. So now let's go ahead. We have another special guest coming in. I'm going to go ahead and bring Dr. Shaw, Dr. Jerry, and we haven't spoken to him in a little while. I think there are some updates already happening with Zealous and all of you as well. Oh, I hear something else. Also to let people know. Now, I've already made arrangements for us to have a call with Q for this coming Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Now, So the only caveat to that is if that day is our day for going to the redemption centers, et cetera, just know that that will be canceled automatically. So just an FYI for you. Q call on Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific. And if we're not doing anything elsewhere, like at the redemption centers, we will have that call. So, and then let me see, what else did I want to mention? Oh, so that call for Q on Tuesday will be an interview call. So the only thing that is going to be done is everybody can come to listen to the interview. I will interview him along with another one of our wonderful people. That's Richard Beery. He was one of the key people that started with Azora Calls many years ago. I think it's 12 years or so already. So he and I will be interviewing Q, because apparently there's a lot of information. There's a lot of questions that we really would love to be able to hear from him about many, many things. So one, in regards to who he is and how does he have the different entities within him, and you know, and if he represents Source, you know, how does that really, what does that really mean for him in his body presently? There's a lot of things to you know, that we would like to be able to ask for all of us. So it will not be a Q&A going to be an interview with him. So that should prove to be very, very, hopefully, informative and enlightening for people. So that being said, let me go ahead and bring in Yes?
Yes. My father said sometime next week also we're going to be bringing Nancy Tate in to a special call. It won't be on Saturday. It's
right.
Going to be, and we want everyone to have their kids on. Because she's going to be channeling Santa.
Oh, cool.
Santa Claus, the real Santa Claus. All right? So have the kids.
Okay, that's another discussion.
That's another discussion. That's another discussion. Yeah, that's another discussion.
Okay. Very, very good. Thank you for that. All right, let's go ahead and bring Dr. Jerry in now. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. And there we go. All right. Did you want to put yourself on mute here? Also, I just want to let you know also, everybody, that very soon, probably near the beginning of the year, we will be going on to the BBS radio. So we are going to be able to reach more and more people around the world, which will be really wonderful for all of us. Okay, so here comes Dr. Jerry.
Hello, Jane.
Hey, hi, Dr. Jerry. Welcome to our blog talk show.
Thank you.
So wonderful to have you here with us today.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, it seems like it's been ages since we spoke. But I know that there's so much that's happening over there with Zealous. And but before we go with Zealous, if you will, we also really do appreciate your spiritual awareness and in terms of how things are really in regards to, you know, learning how to become more centered and grounded, especially during these times, and also at the same time feeling the excitement of where we are and the process of ascension, et cetera. So I was just wondering if you would like to just say a few words about that, maybe give people, again, just a really short, summary, you know, of a little bit about your path of spiritual, you know, melding together with your, you know, your practices, et cetera, and where you are. We really do, I do really want to be able to put together like a, you know, a longer type of session with you, and that would be for meditation, especially during the holidays. It'd be really great. So I'll go ahead and leave. Everybody knows you, so I'm going to just go ahead and give you the platform. Thank you, Dr. Jerry.
Thank you, Jane, and I appreciate you opening up that way, because these days it's so easy to become ungrounded. It's so easy to forget truly why we're here. And there's so many distractions. There's so many aberrant forces at play. So it's really important that we recognize, you know, who we are and what the true reality is, which is inside of us. And it's only through being completely in touch with that insideness that allows us to be in touch with the entire universe. It's a paradox. But the the forces attempt to pull us away from who we are constantly. The distractions, the media, we're constantly pulled away from what is our true source. And it's important that we make a regular practice, a daily practice is best, where even if you sit for just a few minutes and you just focus on inner, and the best way is to just quiet yourself by following the breath with an inhale and exhale and actually follow it, you know, without the thoughts that are constantly running through our minds of what we have to do, you know, what's going on, you know, who's stopping by today, what I have to, all of these things that are happening that keep us from being in this moment fully engaged. And it's from that being in this moment fully engaged that we completely change our lives, because we connect with the universe. And again, there's that paradox. And it took me a journey, as you said, and just a brief part of that is I was given a lot of challenges as a young person, many health challenges and to near death. And it caused me to realize that there must be something else, because I knew my spirit pretty well, even as a young person. And the body was letting me down constantly. So I knew there had to be something else. So it led me on a journey of wellness, and then through that wellness, holistic medicine, functional medicine, but also through the tapping into the spiritual side, because that's truly where our eternal self is. And there is no death. There is no death for our spirit. Our spirit always has been and always will be. That's a hard concept for our brain to grab. But it becomes easier to grab once you become aware of your spirit and who you are. And through the practice of meditation, as you become aware of who you are, then the fear of death and all of the fears that surround the fear of death, the fears the ego has, just dissipate. Nothing else matters, in other words. The very core essence of your being is in touch with all of the universe. So what else could possibly matter? And you don't, that doesn't dawn upon you until you make that journey and you go into that space. So it's a very brief, my journey is like a story. So it's really hard to get into it even briefly, but it was an unfoldment of various paths and various teachers that really led back ultimately to the self. And the greatest teachers I ever had really instructed me to focus in on that self-inquiry, that inner person, that inner being, because it was only through there that they could even teach me, because their teachings were so sublime that you couldn't put it into words. It came through the energy. And so that's just a very brief picture of a very, very long life, a very long journey that has led me to this place. But along that journey, you know, we've uncovered certain products that help us to, on the physical side, and it's all intertwined, the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, it's all connected. There's no real separation. So in order to have health and wellness, it becomes really imperative that we pay attention to these kinds of things. And in that journey, we've discovered certain products that help our body to express itself, I like to say, express itself in that perfection that we were given through the DNA that's been handed down for many millennia. And that DNA is attempting to express, and the DNA is connected to that energetic of the universe. And yes, it is ascending. Yes, it is spiritually attuned. And we happen to be at a time in this age where we're approaching a closer proximity to that center. You know, what the physicists might call where the universe began with that Big Bang. But that center actually is that place of tranquility, that place that all of this sprang from through vibration. In the beginning was the word. And that vibration created all of the polarity that was necessary for DNA, the spiral, for the spiral of the planets circling around the sun, and for the sun circling within the galaxy, and for the galaxy circling around the center of that central place of tranquility. For all of this to have happened, it had to be done through vibration. And we're approaching a place in our time where we're growing closer to that central place, which means that we have an opportunity to gather and attune to the tranquility more easily. So therein lies that ascension, that changing of dimensions that we're on the threshold of, and many things are happening, including prosperity, including changing this physical reality. So we're on the forefront, we're the vanguard of this change. And it's just an exciting thing. When I get up in the morning, I'm aware of that. And it drives me every day to further that. And the irony is you further your attunement, and that attunement is internal. And not allow all of these external distractions to pull you away from who you are into the various emotions, you know, the anger, the greed, the blame, the fear, everything that's out there is attempting to, with its own aberrant energy, to pull you back away from that central point of tranquility. So it's up to us to just let that go, like Jesus saying, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee out of my consciousness and be who I am." And I am that. I am that the Creator intended me to be. And so that's how we go about our days. And it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you're walking into a store or a stadium or things are going on around you that's just sort of crazy. You can be in that place of tranquility. You can be aware of your breath. You can know in your heart who you are, and you don't have to let all of those distractions pull you away into discord. And from that place, you will touch your joy, and you will touch your love. You can look at people, even that, you know, it doesn't matter who they are, and you can see God in that person, because ultimately it's a manifestation of God. So sometimes it's, you know, they aren't acting that way. And maybe their, you know, their path is taking them temporarily away, but it's still a manifestation of the source of God. So from that place, that inner place, you recognize that. But back to the physical, back to the products, if we have those tools to help us attune to ourselves, to help keep us strong, then we're less into those kinds of energies. So it's real important that we pay attention. And Zealous, the company, has actually, because they're on a mission, because they are really connected to their why, and why they started was Eric Masson, the owner of the company, the CEO and owner of the company, he actually had family in Russia and Eastern Europe. And there were many great awareness of what Chernobyl still, even though it happened, 40 plus years ago, there's a great awareness of the detriment that it has caused, the disease it's caused, the disability it's caused. And they were finding that a blue-green algae was the remedy for many of these ills. And it had to be a very pure form, which is very expensive to produce, laboratory grown. And they set off on a mission 8 years ago and invested tens of millions of dollars to build the infrastructure to create a very pure, very high-quality control blue-green algae that would change the world, because they'd seen it. They'd seen it with their own eyes. And so in that mission, money hasn't been an object. You know, the tens of millions, the 70 million or some odd that they did originally invest in the infrastructure, they've continued to build upon it, and now they own the entire supply chain, everything that's necessary for that facility to run in northern Spain in a very pristine environment, they own. So because they own it, they can produce this at much less cost than ordinarily it would be. And on top of that, they're paying us to spread the word. And all of a sudden, they're paying us a lot more, just as of today. So it was very prophetic, Jane, that you asked me to be on this call, because today is the day that everything is in the back office of Zealous, and you can actually participate literally in the profits of the company. The profits they're paying to us, by my analysis, they're paying so well that they're keeping very little for themselves, maybe a minuscule amount to run the operation they have. But they're paying us so well that on a call recently with Rob Witte, who's a member of our team, he extrapolated it out to April. If you were to just to bring in two people and do that within your first 30 days, and then that just continued to happen, you just help those people, share it with two people, an exponential effect kicks in. And that's why they did this. They want to take this to the entire world. And they wanted to stimulate that exponential effect so that everyone in the whole world would be a part of this. And by April, there would be about 3,000 people that would have been contacted because of your original context. Your original actions end up affecting 3,000 people in a very positive way. And you, in a perfect world, because so much is being shared with you from the company, you would be a $50,000 a month a business. You would be the CEO of your own $50,000 a month business. So that's how lucrative it is. And that video he did just yesterday morning, and I can and I forwarded that to you, Jane, so you could put that up for people. But today is the official day that we're really starting. Today's the day that people have access to it. And if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind calling in, three-waying into this line, Curtis Knight, that we have actually spoken with before. And the reason I would like him here is he was very instrumental in dealing with corporate. And he put me on a couple of those calls, myself, Rob Witte, who did the video yesterday. And he have worked with the ownership and the management of this company. And we asked them to put more money forward. There was already a lot. It was already good. And they came back with way more than we asked for. And I just would like to get Curtis on here to kind of go over that a little bit. And if I call him,
sure. It'll be good to think of.
All right, hang on 1 second.
Yeah, I know we've had Curtis on our call once before, so we do know of him. So thank you so much for that.
He's very successful in this kind of business. And he's just a good input right now for what's happening in this company. So, hang on 1 second.
Wonderful.
All right, Jane, are you there?
Yes, of course. We're all here.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and introduce you, Curtis, and then we can kind of bounce off one another a bit. But, Curtis is somebody I've known for many, many years, I would say about 15 years. And he's a person of very high integrity. He's has a great business acumen, and he's really been, I would say he's managed this North American launch that really is the stepping stone to the entire world. And so I think it's real valuable that he's here. And Curtis, I know that they've just launched a completely new, they've put a lot of money on the table for us. And are you able to kind of run over some of that with us and explain it?
Sure. I obviously, it's not a Zoom, so I don't have a computer screen, but I can just shoot from the hip and try to describe simply what the bonus structure is and what they need to do. Is that fair?
That's very fair.
That's
perfect.
Yeah,
just wrap
that
text.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay. Sure, yeah. Jane. Yeah, and Jerry, I'll keep it very simple because I like to have things simple for myself. Basically, what they're doing right now is just to create massive momentum in Zealous. I know that Jerry and I have been involved with this for, 11 months plus now. And it effectively is like we're running two comp plans parallel, and you're going to get paid. They work congruently. They work together. And yet they are separate. So it's really, really exciting, Jerry. Effectively, you still are getting paid all the bonuses and rank bonuses, everything that you're already getting with the traditional comp plan that we have now. And they're laying it over the top of it, so to speak. So with that being said, it's more revenue or income because we already love the product. We just really wanted to grow the business. So I was really talking often with the owners of the company and saying, we've got to really do this, guys. And they finally agreed with the help of gentleman John and Robert, who they've brought in new IT folks. As you're starting to see or you haven't seen, please log into your back office and you'll start seeing the cleanup there. It is so much more seamless and smooth now. There's different widgets. There's different things for you to see. One of those it'll say is join the promo. So all of you that are on this call that are already involved with Zealous, you will need to join the promo and you will need to choose one of the enrollment sets, one of the packs, as we called it, and it's called an enrollment set. It allows you to be part of the promo. You don't need to do this every single pay period. In other words, you won't need to do it the next pay period, and probably moving forward, you won't have to do it again. Your own auto ship will take care of everything. But one time to join the promo, you need to choose one of those three sets, whether it's the personal pack, the $168 one, or the $499 business pack, or the pro pack. Also, Jerry, maybe you can pass on with Jane the differences in that comp plan, the video that Rob just created to show the differences so they can choose which pack they want to choose. And I won't explain that today, Jerry, because that'll be more complicated. It's a great 15-minute video, that will allow you to choose which one, or whether or not you want to be part of this promo. But I think you probably do, and I'll share a little bit more why. We, in our comp plan currently, when a person gets involved, qualified with Zealous, you need to have one person on your right and one in your left. Maybe you already have those two people. Maybe you don't. It doesn't matter. Just make sure that if you already have one person on your right and one on your left, make sure that, yourself, you join the promo, get one of those packs, and make sure those other people that you have in your organization join the promo and get one of those packs. That allows you, now you are now qualified. And in our compensation plan, we've added a new title. When you have one in your right, one in your left, you've joined the promo, you've purchased a pack, and you brought in one person on the right, one on the left. They both purchased, and I'm going to use for this example today, the small pack, 168 and 168. Well, with our comp plan before, typically, and it still will, pays $20 and $20. That's it. Now, with our compensation plan change, you get $168 order, $168 order on your right, left. You now get paid $30 and $30, thing we call me plus two, meaning you just brought in one on your right, one on your left. That brings you a $100 bonus in addition. So now you've made $160. Plus, because you now become a ambassador, not just a distributor, you have brought in one on your right, one on your left with an order, with a pack. You now become an ambassador. That brings you another $100 bonus. So now, instead of the $40 that we used to make originally with our comp plan, which is still there, the new comp plan pays $30 and $30 and $200 in bonuses. So you make $260 now with our comp plan. That's why in the last, Jerry may have shared this already with you, in the last 24 hours, it just started truly yesterday, we've doubled our volume in total accumulation from what we did from Sunday night until Friday morning, doubled from Friday to Saturday, the volume because of this promotion. So it's very, very exciting. And we'll definitely, if you have any questions, you can get together with Jane or with Jerry or myself, and we'll absolutely walk you through your back office and explain each step and what's going on. But once you see it and once somebody shows you, it's much clearer and more simple when we're looking again at the back office. So that, I want to share just that part of the comp plan. You also, just so you know, I'm not going to get into the details, but when you brought that person on the right and one on the left, when you help them get their two people, you get more bonuses. And when you bring a couple more customers, you get more money. And when they help get their customers, when you help them, you get more income. This thing is just, it's really exciting. The owners of the company have really taken a big step, massive step, to change our futures with this company. They want to take it from a, you know, $1.5 million a month company to $15 million a month in a very short period. And they're ready. They have the infrastructure. They've been around for almost 8 years, and we're in the right. On top of all of this, yep, go ahead, Jane.
No. On top of all of this, go ahead, please. And then I'll ask my
you
question.
Do you have a question or interject? Please.
Yeah, well, I do. Okay, so when we're talking about this join promo, we're talking about people becoming distributors versus becoming customers, right?
Yes, this is, well, it's different, Jane. In the back office, and I don't know if you've been there,
right?
If we walk you through it,
yes.
But there's
yes.
Two buttons. One is, there's one that says join now. It's a green, big green button. We've made it now mm-hmm. really great and obvious, you know? And then we have
okay.
one that says join the promo. If you are already involved in the company, you won't join now
mm-hmm.
because you've already joined. Obviously, you're in your back
mm-hmm.
office. So
right.
that's only with you're bringing somebody in your back office. You can click join now. that when they're brand new and they join now and they choose one of those packages, they're automatically part of the promo. They don't need to do this okay. additional package. For those of us that are already existing, they need to join the promo, and so they have to click
right.
and choose one of the packages. So it's
gotcha.
It's the only
gotcha.
Way to trigger the system to allow somebody into that promo
to
as
join.
Well. So
okay,
excited.
Okay, so we're
now.
Gonna, yeah, excuse me.
Yep, go ahead.
So just if we could just stop right there. Okay, so now we're still talking about distributors, correct? It's not about customers becoming a customer, becoming a preferred customer. Is that correct?
No, and then I'm just talking about the distributor side only. That's
okay.
This promo
All
is
right.
built for distributors. This
okay,
promo is
you.
Entirely for being a distributor and building an organization, building a team.
Okay.
We still
gotcha.
Have.
All right.
There is a new preferred customer. There's going to be more packages for customers, more I guess there's going to be more discounts, et cetera, as customers refer other customers as well.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry can chime in as well. Jerry, you've seen the new slideshow. Have you seen the new preferred customer opportunities as well?
I do know they've enhanced the loyalty rewards and they've made it really appealing for customers. And I think that's really good because a big part of what we want to do is have, you know, ultimately millions of customers around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we
right.
we are the drivers of that, so we're the distributors. But for those
mm-hmm.
that do,
mm-hmm.
that are wanting to help create prosperity around the world, there's no better vehicle right now than Zealous to do that in my opinion, because we share in the profit. And keep in mind that it's all based on foundationally a product that everyone in the world needs, in my opinion, because of the they've maximized the nutritional value of spirulina and it's toxin-free. For those two reasons, I believe everyone needs it. It covers all of the nutritional aspects that every one of us needs, and it works. It outperforms any multiple vitamin, mineral, any other supplement for nutrition. It outperforms it because of its whole food, live food foundation to the entire food chain. The body recognizes it, utilizes it, builds upon it more effectively than anything we've seen. Plus, it detoxifies us, and everyone out there needs to be detoxified. And it doesn't matter if you've had jabs or not jabs. You definitely need this because you're carrying around toxins, and we need it out of our bodies rather than in. So we have a product that everyone needs, and the company is going to pay us a lot of money to get the word out. And extrapolate it out to April, if you just bring in the two and then help them bring two,
mm-hmm.
the exponential effect will kick in about four
right.
or 5 months. So by April, the check, if that perfect expansion, the binary expansion happens, you're at $50,000 a month. That's how generous the company is being. That's just an example.
Okay. I guess the reason why I wanted to bring that up, because I know for preferred customers, they get 20% off, right, of the product, if that's what they decide to do. Let's say, I don't want to become a distributor. However, becoming a distributor, I think the distributor fee is still what? Is that $25 or $30 to get in?
That's
$30.
Yeah.
It's $30. Okay. All right. So it's $30. Yeah, so I would recommend for everyone that's listening is become a distributor. We're here to help the world. $30. And then in terms of just getting one of these promos, even if you pick the 168, you're going to get $260 just like that. Am I correct?
That's correct.
When they sign up, for $30, they get their package for $168. They refer two people, just one on your right, one on your left, $260.
Right.
The return on investment is your packet. Yeah, you've made over $60 with just referring two people and enjoying the product.
Correct.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a win-win for sure.
Yeah. So when I bring in, let's say I just go ahead and become a distributor. And so then in order for me to be able to get the bonuses, I have to bring in one person on the left and one on the right. And then that's how I can already get the 260, right? Or I don't get the extra ambassador unless I bring in that person brings in one on their left.
No, just you.
Okay.
Just two people, Jane. The first person, that's
it.
You put in one person on the right. You're one. If you just put in one person, you're going to see a $30 commission. Then when you put the other person on the other leg, there's just two organizations, it's a dual compensation plan. You need to build two legs,
right?
Two teams.
Right.
You bring in the second person, you get $30 plus the $200 bonuses you'll see as well. And a new title. You're now an ambassador. So it's great.
Okay.
And the great thing really is that that's the foundational building block of the entire company. And it will push you up through the ranks. And by the time you do that, you duplicate that, I think, 4 or 5 times. You're a Ruby in the company. And the Ruby is a full-time earning position. You know, it's a very nice 5-figure monthly check. So it doesn't take far with the focus on this building block. It doesn't take many duplications of that to get to a place where you can change your life. You have a residual check that you will just build upon over time. And that's the beauty of this. The company is rewarding the building block that builds a great skyscraper of your business.
Beautiful. So the video, is that in the back office at all, or we can only view that through what, Jumpstart?
It's in the X Jumpstart video.
Pardon me? You have to access
Jerry, it's the X Jumpstart.
Yeah, xjumpstart.com. That's our team website, xjumpstart.com. But I will send you the video we did yesterday that's 15 minutes, Jane, and it really goes over the packs. Rob does a really good job.
Thank you.
And he attracted it out to April. Yep.
Well, this sounds really amazing. I think, Dr. Jerry, you've done such an amazing job already of explaining, you know, this beautiful, zealous, the most perfect spirulina on the planet now. And I think now with this new comp plan, which I can see is so profitable, as well as being able to help others to really, really partake of the products, I think it's really quite excellent. So for all of you that are, again, are already distributors, go ahead to your back office. And all you have to do is you just go to your account. And then when you get to your account, you go all the way down to where it says advanced back office. You go there, right? Unless when you first open up your Zealous account, it says join promo. And then you can go ahead and see all of the different packs that you can partake in. It's amazing. The what you get is really great. And they still have also promotions that are going on. So that's, I think this was really, really a good way for people to understand that, hey, it is a Christmas time. It's really about even getting a pack, one of these packs, and then sharing it with family members or friends as well. So, Curtis, it was wonderful having you come on the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jane. It was good to hear your voice.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to you again, especially as people begin to get an idea of what this distributorship, this new comp plan is all about. I think it's fantastic. I like it's great. The packs are great. The 168 is really that's pretty affordable. So get than become a customer. Right. It's much more.
The packs are almost half price for the products you get. And yesterday I actually purchased the big pack because it is Christmas time. And I do want to give gifts of this to a few people in my life. And you know, an ulterior motive is I want a lot more product for myself as well. There's an extra reward for getting the big pack, just so you know, and that'll be in that video that I send, and you can see that. It's explained.
Yeah. All right. So once you do that, I'll go ahead and put another newsletter together and send that information out to everyone. So just for everyone's sake, if you want to be able to join, you can go to our Zealous account, which is Zealous, which is xelliss.com, nice and simple, /003291. Again, it's zealous.com/003291. And you can go ahead and join the promo. There we go. Or join. And then there you go, too. So it'll be really wonderful how this all comes. We love the products already, Curtis. Dr. Jerry knows that as well. We take it all the time. We just know it's detoxifying and giving us a lot of nutrients. And this is the best, the pure spirulina ever, ever. And it's so clean. It tastes great. I mean, it's just a marvelous, amazing product at this time. So thank you, Curtis, and thank you very much, Dr. Jerry. We shall see you for meditation, hopefully this coming week. You know, unless, of course, we're going elsewhere, like to a reduction center.
God willing.
You bet. All right. Thank you, Curtis. And I guess
thank
we'll go
you.
Ahead and
thanks
let
for
you
bringing
go.
Me on.
Yeah. All
thank
right,
you,
Dr. Jean. Jerry, we'll have another call with you, like, really, really soon, maybe to also kind of go over the comp plan again on our next call with meditation. Thank you.
Just let me know. Thank you, Jane.
I will. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Nice. All right.
Okay.
Love you too. Okay. That's really cool. That's really great. I can't believe it's a good thing that they just did what they did. You know, because, you know, after a while, those products, it seems like they're so expensive, but this is a really great opportunity now to be able to partake of these wonderful, wonderful products. Okay, so let's go ahead. I think it's time for our famous Markle brothers, and I'm going to go ahead and bring them in, and then I know I need room for Zora for his Q&A. All right, so let's go ahead and bring Mark in first, and then we'll go ahead and get Michael. Okay. Hold on a second. Let's see. Oh, okay. Here we go. All right. So we're going to bring Michael in first. Okay. Oops. Hold on a minute. I just lost that. Interesting. Okay, I think we're going to go ahead and bring Mark in first. There we are.
Hello.
Hey, Mark. Welcome.
Thank you, Jane.
I saw that number, so thank you.
Oh, good, good, good.
Okay, so I better get your brother in, all right?
Sounds good.
And then we'll have our Markle brothers here. Okay, let me
there
go ahead
go.
And quick bring him. Let me go ahead and bring him in real quick. Okay. So wonderful to have you. Things
great
are really heating up.
Yeah, it's exciting.
In many
it's
ways.
Yeah, you got that right.
It is super, super exciting. This is really, really exciting as well. And what's really cool about what's happening now with the IMC is that it is steady. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. Because Mark is going to talk a little bit about this as well. You know, so we see a lot of the stocks going down already. So that this is something I'm going to be asking both of you as far as how your perspective is on what is really happening, just even with stocks versus our IMC. So let me –
right.
So I should stop talking so I can bring Michael through. Okay. You could talk, Mark.
I'll let you down, Michael.
All right, here we
Unless
go.
You want me to talk, I can do a stand-up.
Yes, do a stand-up for us. We would love that. Our spiritual comedian.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, we're just talking about you. We're so happy to meet you.
I hope it was good stuff.
You're always good stuff. You and Mark. So, anyways, you really don't need an introduction, except you've been one of our best friends, one of our a very spiritual being of love and light all the time, when you talk, when you're walking, when you're meditating. And that's how we're all moving towards. And Michael is the same way. These are beautiful, heart-minded people. So everything that you're doing right now, we would have never been able to get to where we are now if it wasn't for both of you being here. So, okay, I'm going to go ahead. Mark, take it away.
Yes, thank you so much, Jane. Jane, you're so awesome. So Jane and Zareya, we met years ago, and we've been really dear friends and very much on a spiritual path, but also working on abundance because we got to pay bills. You know, the bills keep coming in, and we've done a lot of great things together. Yeah. And when this one came along, it's really funny. I met Michael about 3 years ago, as the universe would have it, and we became instant brothers. We both had the integrity. We both were from the heart. We really wanted to change lives, and that was our goal when we first met. We just talked about that, and that's exactly what's happened in the last a little over 3 years now. Michael is he's a master with the Forex. He's been a day trader for 25 years, a real estate developer. He and his wife, they've just done really big things, and you know, but they've changed a lot of lives on the way. But when this one came along, and I brought this little 2-minute video to Michael, and you know, I didn't know much about the digital world. I was mostly into nutrition. I did well in nutrition. And Michael, you know, I didn't know what Michael might say. You know what, Mark, you know, you're a great guy. I love you like a brother. But this is just, I've seen many just like this. He said, no. He said, I've been looking at this for 11 years. I almost fell over. I couldn't believe it, you know. And then he started to explain why, that this thing had everything needed in a token and that it would be as big as Bitcoin. And I was like in shock. And the things that have happened in the last 6 months, Michael's broken every record in the company. I mean, he's ready to go to a 6-star, which nobody else has done. So he's just unbelievable what he does, but he does it with integrity, and he's here to help and serve. And the universe has put this on our lap for great abundance. So I'm going to turn it over to my brother, Michael. So take it away, Michael.
Awesome. You still can hear me loud and clear, right?
Loud and clear.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And as I always say, you know, when you're doing the right thing, the right type of people start to come your way. And that's exactly what happened here, you know, with Billy and Jane and, you know, connecting with Mark. You know, once we made that connection, that was really it. And we really started to take off and really started to really help people. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I'm excited about is that, you know, sometimes, you know, people wait for situations to occur and for people to have success. And we've already had that already. So in this very short period of time, like in January when we started to introduce currencies, you know, started with Daisy, that one like took off and, you know, really has done really well. And it's still, you know, of course, doing what currency does. It's going to continue to make movement. And then now, you know, getting into this, the IMC token, you know, we're just watching things happen and unfold, but it's very futuristic. And so what people don't really understand is a lot of this information that we're giving out right now, you know, people don't really hear about for 5 to 10 years. I remember when I first got into digital currency, it was something that people really didn't understand for about 5 to 6 to 7 years. And, you know, so many of my business partners, we had learned about it even before it came out. So we're always in position to kind of give people information that is very helpful. And that's what this is really all about. So what I want to do this week, you know, we're on, and what I like to always do is every time that I come on is kind of give a little bit of information of what this is about. There's always going to be new people coming on, and So I don't want to just totally overlook the people who may be hearing this the first time and give you some basic information. But also I want to make sure that we go over some of the things that have been occurring as well over these couple weeks that we haven't been on. So I want to make sure that I touch on that too, just to make sure everybody's kind of on top of things. But let's just start a little bit about who IMC, what it is, and World Crypto Life, how all this really comes together. I want to kind of go over that real quick first, and I kind of break it down where it's really simple, real easy for people to kind of understand, because it can be complicated, it can be complex, kind of like the Internet. When the Internet first came out, it was a little bit hard for people to understand, but once people got used to it, then now kids are able to use it very, very simply. My niece that I'm around right now, I mean, she could pick up my phone and do things I don't even understand. So it's just different. We're living in a different world today, but technology is so prevalent. It's so important right now. So I want to just go over that part first, just to kind of do it. You know, these calls are just kind of to help people over and over again hear the information. So it doesn't become something where, you know, you're like, wow, if I would have known about this, I would have been involved. So, you know, Mark, myself, all of us, we do our very best to make sure people are getting the information and understand why this is actually happening, what is actually occurring that's causing this shift in the first place. So let's just kind of go back to digital currency, just, you know, just getting things moving forward so people can be like, okay, now I'm getting this a little bit. But if you just kind of look on why digital currency was created, the main reason why it was created in the first place was because people were looking for a way to be self-banked. We can kind of see the financial institutions, the situation. You know, unfortunately, year after year, day after day, people are feeling a lot more insecure, uncomfortable about, you know, someone else really controlling their funds, and rightfully so. You know, we understand that. I mean, we saw back in 2009, you know, 2008, 2010, where people, you know, had their 401ks and, you know, they felt that it was very secure. You know, most people did until they realized that that is a channel for the government. If we have debts, which right now we're in the trillions and trillions of dollars, that is a way for them to grab it and be able to cure those debts. And people don't know that. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things that because of education, people are looking for ways to be able to control their money and still be able to have the ability to send funds and do what they need to do if they were to go to a bank. So being self-banked, being having your ability to be able to send money to and fro without a third-party person, that's really what the blockchain brought to the table, is being able to move things around and not having anybody in between the transaction. That's super huge right now. You know, everybody's seeing why that's important. You know, here in the U.S., a lot of people, you know, they have bank accounts, everything's okay, but in these other countries, it's just not set that way. Even here in the U.S., at this time, you know, people can't get a bank account because of their credit or something that may have went wrong with their finances. It's very sad. So what do they do? So having an alternative or having something where a person can be self-banked is huge. Even a person like me, I'm dealing with very large amounts of, you know, transactions, and that can be very – it's a headache. You know, right now, multiple transactions and groups that allow you to do transactions, me and my wife, we can't even use a couple of them right now because of the amount of, you know, the transactions that we do. And so that becomes a very big struggle for individuals. If you're trying to do transactions, you can't do it because you're using a third party and they have all this red tape. So I really feel that that was a major one. Being able to be self-banked and have some type of control of your finances was huge. The second thing is, you know, everybody's experiencing these days, you know, people going through fraud. 70% of the transactions are completely fraud. And then, of course, the third thing is the amount of cost that it costs to actually do these transactions. It's just absurd these days. It's very crazy. I mean, think about all the fees with credit cards these days. So, you know, it had to be something that would come in 2009. That's exactly what happened. And as I always talk about it, you know, in digital currency, if you just put $100 in it, you know, back in 2009, just using Bitcoin as an example, I mean, of course, it's dropped just a little bit because that's what it does. It's kind of up and down. We're going to talk about that too. But, you know, you're talking about around $600 million you would be at today. So it's highly important to understand how to position yourself in digital currency. You know, these young 18, 20-year-olds running around at $1 billion, this is not by chance. And these are some very astute, educated young individuals. These are not people who are just out there wasting funds. They know what they're doing. And so it's so important today to really be able to jump on board and be a part of this, because we're seeing a shift when it comes to currency, and people need to be a part of it. They need to get involved as quick as they can so that they don't find themselves left behind. So let me just go over a few bullet points, actually four, that I'm going to go over just to make sure everybody's aware on, you know, why today is it important to look at other things that are moving fast or moving us 10 years ahead. And you saw the three things we talked about that made digital currency powerful, but what about the change? What makes it better? So when you look at WCL and what we brought to the table, the IMC token, really it's bringing a whole exchange. We're not just talking about a token. You know, there's over 20-some thousand tokens out there. So what makes it different? Well, one of the things is that this particular token has its own exchange, which is highly important today. And we'll talk about some other features as well, but we also have a very special debit card that goes with it. We have online shopping, and we have affiliate companies that are connecting, because today we all see it. This is not a surprise that things are being done online more than ever. I'm traveling right now, and I'm just in awe because I'm looking at all of these stores that used to be in this particular area that I'm at, and they're not there anymore. They're not there. They're completely online now, and the only way to access their products is you have to go online now. And it's just shocking to me right now. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. But that's where everything is. But what WCL truly does, it allows people to shop, have your cash in a secure account without restrictions and very easy access, because today that's the major problem that we're seeing, is that people need easy access without all these restrictions, but it still needs to be very secure. And that's one of the things that, you know, we really bring to the table. So from the standpoint of being able to use the IMC token anytime, anywhere, locally, globally, online, offline, these are all things that we need today. We have to have these things. So I'm always telling people, get involved with things as quick as you can, with things that can help billions of people with a major problem, and it's a solution to that problem. If you can lock yourself into that, you're right where you need to be. So as we just discussed just a little bit, you can see why this token is so different, because it's something that is very usable and has an entire ecosystem connected with it. So, you know, one of the things I appreciate is that people are looking for tokens and exchanges in the U.S. So even if you're out of the U.S., people are looking in the U.S. because, you know, we're dealing with something that's highly regulated. People know that the U.S. is over-regulated. You know, we know that. But it makes people feel really comfortable because it is here based in the U.S. And out of all states, you know, they've chose Wyoming, which is the most crypto-friendly state in the world today. So just think about, you know, the IMC token being connected to a global exchange, but having the easy access to do transactions with your debit card. And for me, that flow is what makes even a person that knows nothing about this able to be able to create a lot of success, because it's so friendly to, you know, everybody's daily activity. It's very powerful. And when you look at the exchange, you know, some people are like, well, you know, there's many exchanges out there. You know, what's so different about the exchange that we actually have? Well, it's two. We have the IMIT exchange and we have the IMX exchange. And these exchanges are super fast. So one of the things that people are looking for is speed, because these transactions, you know, people don't want their transactions sitting day after day. You know, even today, if you do a wire with the bank, it can take up to an hour or more just for that transaction to actually go through. So that's inconvenient for us today. People want things instantly. So this exchange can literally do 1 million transactions in 1 second. And if you look at sending funds to and fro with each other, we can literally send things to each other in a nanosecond. So when people start to really say, okay, what's the difference? What's so different about what we have compared to others. Well, if you were to do Bitcoin, it could take minutes, it could take hours, it could even take days. I've had that situation with my transactions. So this is powerful because now we're seeing that we're moving in a direction of speed and making it where if you do a transaction, you're good. Now, we're going to be talking about the G point. The G point to me, when Mark sent that video, that was the aha moment. That's the reason why I called him back and I said, listen, man, you have sent me something that is going to revolutionize our marketplace. I mean, this is one of the biggest things on the planet is because of this G point, because all around the world, people are trying to figure out how do we deal with the ups and downs of digital currency? I mean, how is it, you know, 2 weeks ago, you're at a certain amount and it's high. And then 2 weeks later, it drops, and you're thinking to yourself, well, wait a minute, I had enough money to buy my groceries, or I had enough money to, you know, buy this, you know, some clothes or be able to go on a trip or whatever it may be, and you're finding out that you're falling short. That's something that is very prevalent in the digital space, and how do we really control that? You know, that's one of the issues. How do we control those fluctuations? And so with the G point, not only are you able to deal with the fluctuations, we're going to talk about that, but also you're able to send funds with no fees. Remember, that was one of the three components I talked about earlier, is that one of the components is how high it costs to move things around. In the G point right now, that model, we're able to literally send funds. If I want to send funds to Jane or Billy or to Mark, I can send it to them in a nanosecond, and it's dollar for dollar. And that was that next big part, is that I can send it to them in a nanosecond, there's no fees, and it's literally dollar for dollar, meaning that there's no fluctuation. So if you just take those components and you think about it, it's like, wait a minute, I'm in the industry of digital currency. I know that those are not things that are even possible. Now they are possible with what we have. That is when the light goes on and you realize, well, I'm at a perfect place at a perfect time. You know, when I first got on this call, we were around 26 cents. You know, and then I think the first call was like, I think it was like 27, but when we started exposing it to folks, it was like 26 cents. Well, guess what? It's already double the amount right now. So that is something that is huge, because if you look at other ways to increase your income or, you know, increase your ROI, return on income, you know, you may be able to hit like 10%, maybe 25% max. But right now you're in a situation that we have just seen that we've doubled our money in just a five-month period of time. And if you're looking at the other one, Daisy, I mean, you're talking about 12,000, 20,000 times the amount when you first enter. These are only ways, the only way you can do that right now is in the space of digital currency. It's the only place you can do that right now. So that's some of the things that is so powerful. And, you know, Mark always asked me, you know, what are these transactions? You know, what are you talking about here? Well, you know, being able to do a transaction to buy a car and know that it's not going to move in price, you know, that it's literally dollar for dollar. You got a $12,000 car. You know that when it goes from the IMC token and locks to the G point, that price is not moving. So, you know, when you go to pick that car up, you don't have to look at the IMC token price. You already know you have your G points there. So when you make that transaction, it's locked in. You're good, and you know that transaction is going to go through without wondering, hey, did they get the right amount, or am I going to have the right amount because I don't know what the price is going to be tomorrow, because nobody knows. There's no one out there that knows what the prices are going to be. There is no guarantee. So with this, you can guarantee this. When the IMC token goes to the G point, you know you've got it locked at that price. You don't have to worry about the movement. And then when you go to make that purchase with the Visa card or have it go to your bank account direct, because you can do that as well, or TransferWise, you know, these are things that are very important for transactions and to make sure that that goes through. So think about all the companies out there right now. These companies are jumping on board with us. Why? Because they know that they want to use digital currency, but they want it to be completely stable. So right now we know that the AMC theaters right now, they are taking digital currency right now. Here in the state of Florida, where I stay, I mean, all over the state, they're accepting currency. But they're all saying one thing, we needed to be stable. So now we're in a situation that it's a complete stable transaction. And so now these banks and these other groups, these other conglomerates, are now coming on board saying, hey, we want to be a part of this. And the reason why is because now we have a very stable transaction where people can get it and they don't have to worry about, you know, the ups and downs of the digital currency prices throughout the day and throughout the month. So these are some of the components that when I first looked at this, that was really powerful. Now, for some of the numbers, some of these, sometimes I don't expose these numbers on the calls, but I really want to make sure it's very clear for everyone on why we're having the success we're having. Well, one, if you look at the U.S. market, the affiliate marketing side, and that's how we're built, we're actually built out of affiliate base, it's going to rise to $8.2 billion. Why is that happening? Because most companies are finding that instead of actually going out there and just putting things, you know, on TV or things, just word of mouth, social media, it's becoming one of the most prevalent things in the world. So that's literally going to be growing by $8.2 billion. And we're inside of this space with our IMC token because it's very transactional. If you look at the consumer shopping, everybody sees this. There's no one in the world that's not seeing what's going on with consumer shopping. But the numbers to go with that right now is consumer shopping online is going to increase by 230 million by next year. 230 million, because right now the U.S. and, of course, other countries are leading the way in e-commerce right now. And the millennials are looking at their phones as shopping malls like everybody else. Like before I took this trip, I started focusing in on things I needed to purchase, and I couldn't find some of the things when I was going shopping, so I just went online to pick it up. Everybody's doing this now. So if you look at the G points, you look at these companies that are out there that are realizing that, hey, we need stable transactions. We need something that's fast. We are moving directly towards the technology world and making sure we're there first. You know, so many people ask me, well, Michael, you know, I don't have a lot of education on this. Well, our company now has a website that you can go on and be able to get your education inside of this space so that you can feel aware of what's going on. And so just to kind of get people to really understand the pathway of this ecosystem, you know, with our wallet that we have, you'll understand what that is. You may not understand what wallets are, but it's basically like having a bank account. You're able to purchase the IMC token and other currencies out there. You're able to send and receive. You're able to use our Visa card to do transactions. Visa is basically usable everywhere. Through our system and TransferWise, you're now able to send your funds to your bank account. You're able to do online shopping, online, offline stores as well. You can do shopping there. And then, again, it goes through this global exchange to our debit card. So I want to move now to exactly what we've been able to accomplish up to this point with our exchanges. Very, very exciting to bring this to everyone's attention because, you know, when I first came on, I had a lot of people saying, well, you know, Michael, when y'all get on an exchange, even though we've always been on exchange, they said, well, we'll be interested. You know what I'm saying? I said, okay, but, you know, the price is going to be higher. And lo and behold, we are here today, and with so many people not believing in what's going to happen, we're here now. I mean, right now, the iMoney Crypto, that's what it's labeled as, is literally on CoinMarketCap. You already know if you're on CoinMarketCap, you are a legit currency. We're on iMoney Crypto, CoinMarketCap.com, so we're there. We've been on the im-exchange.com. We've been on there since inception, which was in 2020, I should say. We were in November, and that was our exchange. We also have the EMET exchange, the EMET exchange. We're on that. We're also on CoinGecko, so you can get information on that one. We're also on L Bank, about 5 million to 10 million people with that particular exchange. We're on Bitmark. Bitmark was the most recent one. We're on that one right now. So when you start to really look at this, we are positioned perfectly. Coinbase, for instance, we are now listed up there. We're not fully functional there. That's up and going. But right now we're even connected with Coinbase. Everyone's like, oh, well, you know, when are you going to be on Coinbase? Well, now we're on our entry with Coinbase now. So I had some people call me yesterday letting me know that, hey, they were able to see it up there and we're there now. So you know, it's just a matter of time before we're on some of these bigger exchanges like Binance. You know, when you start looking at Kraken and Gemini, we're going to be on these exchanges. And the whole thing is this. We still have some time left for people to be able to purchase these discounted tokens. We still have some left. So the reason why we continue to get on these calls, because as long as we can get people to benefit from this, we want to look back 5-10 years from now and say, do you remember when the IMC token was still at 41 cents? And look at it. Look where it is today. It's literally in the thousands and thousands of dollars, because it's not if it's going to get there. It's just a matter of time when now. The company put in so much capital this month, last month I should say. We literally have this in front of 25 million people. We're talking about major celebrities. You know, if you go back to previous calls, you'll be able to hear that. We're talking about the tippy top influencers. I was able to see where they're exposing this information and how the trading is happening now. Some of the biggest traders are now trading our IMC token. So it's not if anymore. It's just when. And that's why, you know, when I was on the call, I told people, you know, we really see this getting to $100 per token in the first quarter of next year. I really don't see any reason why it's not going to be there, especially with how aggressive they're being with the marketing now. But just think about that. Just think if you use the blueprint that I've been giving everybody to get 50,000 tokens. Just imagine this, 50,000 tokens. By next year, you will be at $5 million at that point. Would that change your life? Will your life be changed with that? And that's something that Mark and I were so excited about. This is well beyond money at this point. This is about changing lives one person at a time. And we're so excited about this. We're so excited that what we conveyed to everybody months and months ago, that we are the fastest, that we're the quickest. We're doing everything that we can to make sure people get the information. I am not right now in a position of needing to talk to people or do any of that. Last year, you know, you've heard my call. I was saying that I had a goal to help those 10 million people who didn't have jobs due to COVID and these new strands that are coming out. You know, I told everyone, look, I am so interested in creating something that no matter if you went to work or not, you're still bringing money in. You know, the true definition of wealth is when your passive income exceeds your debts. And that's what we've always been about. And guess what? We're not just talking about it. We're getting it done. And that's something I'm so excited about for this, the people on the call. So many people on the call have reached out. They've really felt that this is something that they needed to do. So congratulations to you and your success already, especially for the ones that got in early, the ones that didn't. Your time is coming. You're going to be tripling and doubling as well. It's just a matter of time. But we're truly excited, you know, for you. And it's really just about taking action. That's all it's about, is taking action and getting started as quick as you can. One of the things I was talking to Billy about was even on the side of the tax part. You know, this company doesn't even do a 1099 because we get paid out in G points. And some people are like, well, wait a minute. If there's no 1099 and we're getting paid out of G point, gift points, what does that really represent? Well, if you get with your tax provider, you'll understand what that means, what a gift is. But it's a beautiful thing knowing that all of the income that we're creating, the way we're creating it, is not something that's 1099, W-2, or anything like that. So I'm not a CPA, so you probably pretty much can understand what I'm saying to you right now, but I can't say certain things on recorded calls. But just understand, there is no 1099 that's given. We get paid out G points, which represents gift points. So just think about the amount of support and how you can help people and how all of that comes back to you, because we don't have to even deal with certain things because of it, right? So I wanted to kind of go here, and I just want to make sure I'm okay on this side. I'm kind of out of town. You can still hear me okay, right?
Yes, Michael.
Fantastic. So I just wanted to end with this, you know. What is the most important thing to do right now? The most important thing to do right now is just try to figure out, you know, what packages would you like to get started with? And I always tell people, have a goal. Have an end in mind. That's why when I told people 50,000 tokens, I mean, not everybody may be able to do that. But start somewhere. Get started somewhere just so that you can make your way to being financially free. You know, we have packages at $100, 500, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, and 25,000. You can buy multiple packages. Let's say you only have $200. You can do $200 packages. So the beauty of this, get in where you fit it. Just get in and be able to take the opportunity. And the best way to get with us, we've said it a few times, but I just want to make sure I connect with everyone. I know we're still working with some people as we take funds a certain way, but when it's not a certain way, we have to do it a different way. I'll talk about that very briefly too. But the big thing is make sure that you reach out to us. The number to reach out to us is 954-330-3077. And what you want to do is text. You know, sometimes people call. Sometimes they, you know, they don't have any other way. You can also do an email. I'll give you that information in a second. But what you want to do is text that number. You want to text free because that identifies you as being part of this call. And once you text that, you want to add your first and last name. You also want to have your email there and a username. Go ahead and send that as well, because that's letting me know exactly how I need to set your account up with those three things, your first and last name, your email, and your username. Now, your username can be letters, it can be numbers, it can be letters and numbers, but no special characters like plus signs or money signs or anything like that. 7 to 8 characters are the best. You know, send that. And just send what package you're interested in, because that lets me know that I need to get back with you as well to connect with you. You can also put your city and state, and if you're in a different country as well. You know, people can connect with me on WhatsApp. I've had that. I've had people connect with me on Telegram. I've also had people send email. The email, you can send it to okmrandrews@gmail.com. So that's OKAY. MRANDREWS@gmail.com. So okmrandrews@gmail.com. And all you want to do is send the same information. You know, send free, your first and last name, your email, username, and exactly what you want to come in at. And that's going to alert us. Do this daily until I get back with you. So if I haven't got back with you at this time, continue to do so that we can get you in. We still have some time to get you in. As long as there's tokens, we're going to keep getting with people because we want to make sure that you're in on this and you get the success that you really deserve and your family deserves. Like I said, I'm truly excited, very, very excited for everyone and just how, you know, people have moved forward and people have taken action. And so I just want to give it back to Jane and see if she has any questions and everything. But, yeah, we're super excited right now. Things are moving beautifully, and we just know that a lot of people are going to be very successful.
You bet. I think one of the key things that I wanted to mention to people is that IMC right now is on a steady movement upwards, and versus what's happening right now with a lot of the stocks. Can you just give us a little bit of a comparison there? And then secondly, if you can, we received information again about fraud, and then we also received information about the SEC. So if you could just kind of give us your quick, review on those points, I think people would appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes. So the first part, and I just want to make sure that I go through this. What was the first question again? I just want to make sure I could hear it.
Just,
what's the first one?
I think the first one is, where are we at? How much is it now? Is it 41 cents?
Yeah, so right now we're at 41 cents. Yeah, 41 cents.
Okay.
And we've gotten all the way on the retail side up to 60. So right now we're at 41 cents. So people still can grab it at that amount, even though it's retailing.
Wow.
So it's like instant profit
when
you come in. And not too many things you can put your money in where you're instantly making profit because you're buying it at wholesale as it regards to retail. So many people say, hey, Michael, why can't I just go straight to the exchange? Well, you can. The only problem with that is that you're buying retail. So I don't know too many people, if they have the opportunity to buy orange juice at a discount, will buy it at retail when they can actually buy it at a discount. So it's just, you know, that's what we're here for, to make sure that people get an opportunity to purchase it low as regards to purchasing it when it's high.
Okay. And so when we're talking about, you know, taxes and, you know, the government, et cetera, could you tell us a little bit about how, even crypto, how does the SEC get involved at all?
Well, the good thing with what we're doing, because we're right in the state of Wyoming, the company literally took five years, just to make sure that we were completely compliant. Now, how we did that is we linked up with Richard Slater. Richard Slater is amazing. He actually is a law maker, okay? So he's literally the ones that are cleaning up the place, as you can say, making sure that people are not just doing whatever they want. So it's just weird because we have something where the very person that are creating the laws are also part of our team to make sure that everything that we're doing is on point. So because we're registered in Wyoming, because we're compliant to all of the laws, we're the one, you know, few companies, very few, that are out right now that are doing things on the up and up. So anything dealing with the FCC, we've done everything we were supposed to, even from the standpoint of not having to do the 1099. We're a foreign, it's basically foreign exchange, because it's not U.S. tender. So because of that, anytime your digital currency, the connection with taxes and everything has to be based on USD tender. We are digital currency, so we're not on the same side of taxes when it comes to that. Even when we're getting paid out, you know, people are like, well, I'm trying to understand G-points. Well, the easiest way to think of G-points are reward points. So, you know, when you go to take a trip or something, you can get reward points on your credit card. Well, that's not a taxable event. There's no taxes on rewards, right? There's no taxes on flyer miles. There's no taxes on any of that. So we are literally in the same category when it comes to our G points. When we get paid out in G points, we're categorized just like those reward points, and that is not a 1099, and it's not something that – the company was sent as a 1099. So if they're not sending us a 1099, I'm quite sure that you're going to have some issues if you're trying to pay taxes and no 1099. So if you get what I'm saying. Because if someone doesn't give you a 1099, obviously there's a reason why they're not giving you a 1099.
Because it's considered a foreign or international currency, huh?
Yeah, it's a foreign currency. Yeah, so, and it is international as well. So it's not something that's considered U.S. tender, and that is what they're able to tax you on. They can't tax you on foreign exchange. It's got to be something that's U.S. Right.
U.S. currency. Oh, that was a good one. Okay, then the other question. So when we hear anything that comes up, you know, that we're non-compliant, we're fraud, et cetera, don't go there, right? Don't even go
there. We don't have to worry about that. Yeah, we never have to worry about that because of, the way it's situated. So, you know, like I said, when you got really brilliant people coming up with things, you know, you have a brilliant attorney that's backing you, all of the logistics of it is taken care of, you know, in the beginning. It's something we don't have to worry about because he did such a good job setting it up.
Well, yeah, otherwise the company, gee whiz, they would be really risking a whole lot of money that they've already put into this particular company. So that's excellent. And these really make for wonderful gifts, you know, especially like young students or are people that are just getting started in their lives or whatever. It makes a really nice wedding gift or anniversary gift or something like that. So, you know, it would be for their future, especially for those of us that are already, you know, past that stage. But anyways, except for you and Mark.
Yeah. We have a lot of people. We have a lot of people on this call. And I'm not going to say the names because I don't want to put the names out there. But we have multiple people, and I just want to congratulate them, you know. I'm not a person that put people's information out. But we've had people literally pay with people they know, over 40 to 50 people that they know, 40 to 50 that they paid for them in their behalf. And I just want to give out all the honor and thank you so much, you know, for, you know, just say, Ray, look, I know that my people can't afford it, but I'm going to pay. And I was like, wow, okay. So we've had that so many times, and it's just a beautiful thing, beautiful people on this call wanting to do things for people, and they've done that. and others. They're already seeing the results of it coming back to them, so it's just beautiful. So.
Yeah, and you can do that also, you know, with any businesses that you know of, and you really know the people personally, and you don't have to tell them, I mean, well, you would have to tell them, you know, about it, but again, it's something that you can do for a number, a lot of people. So it's really, this is just a wonderful, So anyways, thank you so much for all of your time, the both of you. You just really kind of, I mean, you're just miracle workers. You're beautiful, and we really appreciate all the work that you two are continuing to do for all of us and more people. So everybody, if you haven't gotten, and participated in this, you got to just do it. It's for the good of yourself and for the future. And I know that Zora will comment, you know, maybe a little bit later when he gets on, that this is absolute, and he absolutely knows already, you know, even before we understand it to be very, very successful. He already knows that in the future. So with that being said, Mark, do you have anything else you'd like to share also?
Just that it's such a blessing. And hearing about the Michael mentioning about these individuals paying for a lot of their people, it doesn't surprise me, because that's the kind of group that's attracted here, that Billy and Jane and others have attracted here from the very beginning. So that's such a blessing. Yeah, I couldn't be more excited about what's happening here, and it's really what it's done for my finances and many people that I've got involved in such a short period of time. And Michael is just an incredible leader. So we're at the right place at the right time. So take advantage of it. Don't let it pass you by, okay?
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mark and Michael. Jerea, are you still here?
Yeah.
Okay. Your quick, summary, not summary, but if you want to say anything or your dad wants to say anything in regards to the IMC and the DAISY.
Well, the IMC, like I said, is going to, it is definitely a very profitable venture. If you can afford it, do it, and don't put yourself in debt doing it. But go ahead and do it if you can afford it.
Yeah, it's a safe venture, right? Safe.
It's a very safe venture.
Right.
Also, it's tax free.
Right. And tax.
It is tax free.
I'm so glad she said it.
Yeah.
Tax free, guys. Right.
Well, I can say
we heard it from Billy's father that it's tax free.
That's what I love.
It is tax free, meaning you don't have to pay tax on this for this company. Another thing about the company in Wyoming, it also the building itself is on Indian land.
Wow!
Wow!
Meaning it's on a reservation.
It's tax-free.
So they do not recognize the U.S. government.
Oh, that is so good. That was perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. It's on Indian land, so they cannot tax it.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Excellent. Good to know. All right, Mark. And Michael, thank you again. Safe trips as you
and Michael,
moving around.
Michael, call me after the call.
Sounds good. Okay.
You know
all right, everyone.
Okay, everybody.
Okay, bye, everyone. Bye, Michael.
Thank you.
Michael,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. That was interesting. Okay. So now let's go ahead and I think it's time for your dad.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. I managed to be able, or everybody actually managed to be able to give us some time with your father. So this is really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I do have a couple of questions for him to get things started.
No doubt.
Always.
Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this wonderfully glorious and loving day?
We're really, really great. Dora, thank you so much for being here for all of us.
Indeed.
Okay, so I know
would
that
you
can
like
read
a little
mine.
Bit, would you like a little bit of education about your government?
Oh, sure.
For everyone listening, listen very carefully. You are paying your taxes to the Crown of England. Does that surprise you? You are not paying them to Uncle Sam. All of your taxes have been going to the Crown of England. Now, I will explain what I mean by that. Also, your national anthem is the same as God Save the Queen. What does that also tell you? If you want to verify what I'm telling you, go on your YouTube channel and type in God Save the Queen song and lyrics. Listen to it. The music is identical to your national anthem, but the words are different. So, what does that also tell you? In reality, the United States is a Commonwealth of England. I bet that was shocking to you also.
But not for long.
But not for long, of course. In other words, in fact, when Trump was in office, he took a journey to England to separate the United States from England. At that point, Trump had an agreement with the Queen that the status of being under the rule on paper from England was signed, which made America independent from the British. But up to that point, you were a Commonwealth of England. You did not know that. You weren't told that, but you were. You were also connected to what is called the Vatican as well.
Say
the
that again,
IRS,
about the Vatican.
The Vatican had also their clutches into America, and that was also seven.
Oh, wait a minute. Could you explain that, Zora? How were we connected with the Vatican?
Because the Crown of England was connected with the Vatican. And still
okay.
is.
Okay, so the
so
Vatican is still connected
with,
to England, right?
And yes, and they also had connection with the United States. No.
Right.
Understand. And that was severed. And so was being connected to Great Britain and America has also been done away with. And Trump did that.
Okay.
Now, also understand, everyone that's listening to my voice, is that the IRS and the Federal Reserve System is also an entity of the Crown of England. So
right.
that blows your mind, I'm sure, but it's a factual fact. And when Trump signed the documents with the Vatican and with the Crown of England, that also separated involvement with the Federal Reserve System, which is now bankrupt. And
mm-hmm.
so the money that you're spending, the currency, the USD, which says Federal Reserve on it, in reality, is worthless. The USN, United States notes, which it is switching over to, is the new United States currency. And that will also be coming about pretty very soon. Once the Republic, the new Republic of the United States, the real United States, not the corporation of the United States, but the real United States, when that takes effect in the very near future, and you're already in the process of doing it, bringing forth new government, when it is fully announced on national media, which it will be, then that's when you will be free from the Federal Reserve notes or money system. The quantum financial system took over that. So you are under the quantum financial system now, and they are in the process of phasing out the Federal Reserve notes and replacing them with the United States notes once again. Before the Federal Reserve took effect, which, by the way, took at the same time, the IRS took effect at the same time, it was when Congress was in recess. So it wasn't even voted upon through Congress. It was enacted.
QFS?
No, not the QFS. The Federal Reserve System.
Oh,
the Federal Reserve System and the IRS was never voted into existence through Congress, ever. It was just enacted by the government at that time.
Hmm.
And also understand that the IRS is a privately owned corporation based out of England, out of London. So when you tell the IRS, when you go in to have you do your taxes, tell them that, are you aware that you are owned by the Crown of England? And the expression on their face would be one of shock, because all the people who work for the IRS, H&R Block and all of these places where you go in to do your file your taxes, they're not aware of that, but it's fact. Tell them to go back and look in their IRS Bible, and it states it very plainly. Also, your lawyers, on the end of their name, it is Esquire. Esquire is a British term for lawyer. That's another thing you did not know. All that will be gone once the new republic takes effect fully.
But the new republic has been enacted, correct, Zora?
It's been enacted, but it has not been announced. It has been enacted, but it hasn't been announced yet. And in over there, what you call the national media channels, but that's coming too.
Okay.
And we are also in a countdown for galactic disclosure.
Wow!
We are pressing very hard to have it done before the end of this physical year. And this is what we are pressing for, because we want this to come about.
Zora?
Indeed.
The end of this year?
Indeed.
That's That's incredible.
That's huge. So understand, we have tried this several years already, and it would not come to fruition because of different circumstances and things of this nature. But now the way is clear for it.
Wow.
And so we are in the countdown now. I will not tell you from what point, what number they are counting down from. It's not, I can assure you, it's not 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's a much higher number than that. It's a much higher number than that, I can assure you. I believe it's
so
in the, what you term as the hundreds of days.
Thousands? Hundreds of days.
Counting down from 100.
From 100? Something like that.
Something like
that. Okay. So talking about the galactic disclosures, Aura, just stay with me for a bit.
Yes.
And remember, we have this EBS. Whatever happened to the EBS? Is that still being enforced or coming or what? Because I think the EBS also is like
that
a cover.
That is still coming.
No. The EBS.
It is coming as well. It was held up by several instances and events, false flags that prevented it. But it is coming as well.
Is that on a countdown? Well, that definitely is on a countdown, real close.
Yes, that would be on a countdown too.
So is that have anything at all to do with the galactic disclosure, that coming together? Because once the EBS is done, you know, that the mainstream media should be gone also, right? That's what's going to happen?
Yes. Understand, when the galactic disclosure is announced, every, what you call, all the powers that want to be are going to do their best to stop it, try and stop it, but it cannot be stopped. They will not be in control of the broadcast that comes forth, because it will be coming forth through intergalactic channels, and that's something they cannot stop.
You know, when you told us last week, Zora, that the RV was on a countdown,
indeed.
And now here we are. Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're saying we're on a countdown for galactic disclosure? I mean, that is
indeed
stupendous.
That will also let you know that you're going to see more frequently lenticular clouds appearing over mountains, mostly over mountains, hardly ever over cities. But in those clouds or ships, and they will be getting ready for decloaking procedure.
So the reason that's wonderful. But if I can go back again to the EBS, if we have that. You know, then the QFS starts. Then that means no more mass media. I would think that would be a perfect time for galactic disclosure. No?
It would be. Yes, indeed, it would be.
Aha. Uh-huh. Interesting. So can we talk a little bit about this galactic disclosure? You've told us numerous times already when that occurs, we're all going to see the face of Jesus or Yeshua all over. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so are we talking about, what is he going to look like? Is he going to look like Jesus, or is he going to look differently?
He will look like Jesus.
That Yeshua. We know of. From the Bible, right?
No, there was a rendition of the Christ, Yeshua or Sananda, that was painted by a little girl.
Right. But he looks like Jesus.
And that image will be the image they will see.
Okay. Now, we're talking about an image, right?
Indeed.
Now, is that going to be the real Jesus, though? Or is just the essence of Jesus?
The real Yeshua.
The real Yeshua. Oh, my gosh. Okay, now another question for you, because this has come up already in two or three of the readings with Q. Now, we're not going to go over there in terms of calls, guys, for appointments. So when Q is now here, who is Source, is that going to be actually Q that's going to be on the what do you call it, on the screen?
So we do what? No.
No.
No, no, no.
No, okay.
No, no.
So it'll be the separate essence of Jesus, of Yeshua himself.
Indeed.
Separate from Q.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm not going to ask the next question because that I'm going to just kind of wait on that one. So, well, I guess I better
Indeed.
Do that right now. So on the calls, a couple of the calls that Q has had, he has said that you are talking to him, I am Jesus. So could you please explain, and we understand the Q is Source, so could you explain what he really meant by that?
Yes, very easily. Understand when he said, I am Yeshua, or Jesus, he was speaking of the multitude of gods that are within him. This brings in Muhammad. This brings in Krishna. This brings in Buddha. It brings in all the deities upon the earth.
Yahweh.
Their essence into
right.
Yahweh, Jehovah,
etc.
All into
right.
into Q.
Right.
Their source.
Okay.
His main existence, of course, is Source. And all the gods that are on the earth, all the religions, are encompassed in Q.
Because he's Source.
So when he, because he's Source, he's a representative of Source. So now, because of that, when he said, made the statement that he is Yeshua, or Jesus, he was making a true statement. Because it is all-encompassing.
So a better way to understand this is that we also have different people that are actually channeling a collective of beings, like, you know, from Magenta, a pixie Magenta. She brings in the Council of Nine from the ninth dimension. So that the one voice that's speaking is the Council of Nine, even though there are maybe 12 or however many there are in that council, right?
Indeed.
So when Q speaks, he's representing, he can represent anyone or everyone at the same time.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about you then, Zora? Are you speaking for a number of essences, or are you speaking just as Zora, the individual being from Hollow Earth? But your mother, father, God also, remember? So how
individual.
Does that work also for you? You are
individual.
An individual as Zora of
Indeed.
Hollow Earth. When we speak
Indeed.
Of you as mother, as when we speak of you as mother, father, God, what does that mean then?
Well, that has also been a title for me also. Pardon me.
Thanks for waiting, everybody.
This body is congested. Anyway.
Yeah, you better. Yeah.
When it comes to Mother, Father, God, remember in the past I mentioned that we me and my beloved companion and my beloved and our beloved Yeshua. And we were, what you call, given the task of creating the Milky Way galaxy, which we did. And so that's why we are termed Mother, Father, God, because of our involvement in that event.
Oh, so you created our galaxy, you together as Mother, Father, God. That's another essence of who you are, the higher essence of who you are from Zora. Is that correct?
Indeed. It is.
Okay, and then, and Sananda played a key role also in the creation of the galaxy? Or no?
Of the Milky Way galaxy? Yes.
Yes. He was also involved in the creation of the galaxy. Oh, well, we didn't know that Sananda was... Yeah, so... Because Jesus is the essence of also another aspect or fractionalized
a prime creator
coming from prime creator, of which you are as well.
Yes.
Somewhat like that, right?
Something of that nature. It's so complexly put together that it would take a lifetime to explain it.
I know. Q always says that also. You know, it's hard to utilize our language or just language, period, in the world.
Just trying to narrow it down to simple terms is very difficult. But
yes, okay.
So suffice to say that we are, me and my beloved Saraya and Sananda, Yeshua, Prime Creator, were all instrumental in creating the Milky Way galaxy.
Okay.
And then, of course, very Source good. Created all of the galaxies.
Or how about the universe?
And the universe, of course, and the universes, because there are several.
Correct. Well, more than several.
several hundred or several million. It's infinite.
There is infinite, right. Yeah, infinite. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we
infinite.
Won't go there. That's hard also. Okay.
No, but
all right.
It is difficult just to wrap your head around the universe.
Well, it's hard to wrap around the galaxy.
Yeah, that one too. I also understand, if you also understand that the sun has been rising in different portions of the sky, and of course the astronomers are very perplexed by it and very upset about it. Early on, a few years ago, the sun was rising in the north-northeast. Now it's rising directly east. And tomorrow it may rise in the north-northeast again. And it is fluctuating because the Milky Way galaxy is moving further into towards the center of the universe, and the solar system, yours, is moving deeper into the Milky Way galaxy. So as you are moving further, your Milky Way, solar system is moving in a counterclockwise fashion inward towards the center of the Milky Way galaxy, which very soon will be approaching what is known as the photon belt. And that's going to be quite an event as well, which we won't go into presently. But you'll be going into that as well. And as the solar system spirals further into toward the center of the Milky Way galaxy, your stars and your constellations will be out of place. And I've already noticed that happening.
Hey, Zora, so how long do you think, or, you know, in terms of how we understand time to be, how long do you think it will take for us to get to the center of the our galaxy? Another millennia?
It would be well after you have entered the fifth dimension.
After the after we all become full fifth, right. Oh, okay. Well,
yes.
That makes sense. So we'll be full fifth before we go into the photon belts, right?
Yes.
Nice. Oh, so we'll be prepared for the photon belt. Okay. I think
indeed.
I better open up the line, Zora. Oh, my goodness. See, okay. I'll take as many calls.
It's already 14 minutes to 12.
I know. But you know what? We're going to have you on that call with I've got to have another call with Dr. Shaw for a meditation. Maybe you'd like to come on that call, or you want to come on the call? Yeah, because the call that we may have with Q may take a couple of hours. So maybe we could, I don't know. You can decide whether or not where you want to be, where you want to come into, whether it's going to be with Q or whether it's going to be with Dr. Shaw. Okay? Okay. So, Zora, are you still there?
Of course.
Okay, here we go. All right, let's go ahead with some questions. And let me start with 503 ending in 3323.
Hi, Jane and Zora. This is Gary
Hello.
Springfield.
Hello.
I have a question with regards, what's that?
Who is it? Who are
what'd
you
say,
again?
Jane? Oh, I'm Gary
what's your first
in
name?
Springfield.
Oh, Gary. Okay, Gary. Oh, sure. Hi, Gary.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi. With regards to something that Sananda shared with Glenda Green that you mentioned earlier, I wondered if you could expand a little on a term that he coined, the adamantine particles, and how to best work with them and kind of describe what they are. Do they kind of make up the whole universe? Is that my understanding correct?
Say that again.
Yeah, a term that Sananda shared with Glenda Green in the book, Love Without End, and the term is adamantine particles.
All right.
And I'm wondering if you could kind of explain that a little bit and how to best work with them, work with those particles.
You're working with them on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. And I guess more in an aware fashion.
Well, when what is termed as when the Galactic Federation announces himself fully, then school will be in session.
Okay, wonderful.
Cool.
And that's going to be very
because it will take a school of teachers to give you an explanation to it.
Okay, all right. Is there a
to fully understand?
That you could
right.
Explain. All right. Well, can you kind of just a quick little general thing that you can talk to us about? Okay, this is my understanding. Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, we want to hear your understanding first.
My general understanding is that the entire universe is made up of adamantine particles, all the physicalness of everything, and that they are manifested with the power of love, and that love is a magnetic force. Is that all correct?
To put it to you in a simple form,
yeah,
the particles represent what is known as the quantum realm.
Okay.
Understand? The quantum realm is what you are referring to. And okay. as the quantum realm comes more into focus with the people of with the mentors and with the teachers that were becoming forth onto mm-hmm. the earth, then it would be better explained when they come.
Okay.
It's
more than just an my explanation.
It's higher.
More expressive than I can bring forth. Let's put it that way.
Okay, especially in other words. Okay, I think I understand that.
Trying to formulate it into your language would take me several calls.
Jerry, just really simply put, okay, so it's like moving from one frequency to another. It's difficult to be able to understand that. So if we talk about higher frequencies, like from fourth to fifth, to six, right? It's hard to explain those frequencies until you can really experience it. So it's a matter that's just a word. The word means nothing until you can experience it. When I say six-dimensional frequency, like, oh, okay, can you explain that? No, you can't explain that. So anything that's in the quantum field, everybody experiences it differently and will explain it to mm-hmm. them differently from their particular perspective. But from a 3D perspective, and you want to talk about the quantum field, that becomes difficult. So even going beyond that in terms of a greater, higher spiritual understanding, that even becomes more of a,
This would also be a question if you wish a more what you call material answer. You may ask Q of that.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll
He's
ask
on
you
my list.
For all of us.
All right.
Well,
he won't be.
Yeah, I'll bring that up in our interview if we have an interview. Okay.
No, that would be really nice.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Thank
You're welcome.
You.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Zora.
Uh-huh. All righty. Okay.
You'll
Next.
Be able to
okay,
give
so
you a
we...
more acceptable answer than I.
Mm. Yeah,
okay.
More that we can maybe attach to. Anyway. Okay. Next person is 224 ending in 4634. We have 5 minutes, guys.
Answering that question would have taken more than 5 minutes.
Yeah. 224 ending in 4634, you're on the air with Zora. Okay, all right. We'll go on to the next one. This one has all of the different ones in front of the number. Hello.
Hello, this is Debbie Begenstein. How are you?
Oh, Debbie. I didn't know which 111 what it was. Okay,
yeah.
Debbie.
Okay. Zora, my brain is somewhat melted. I don't have any questions. I'm very happy. I just I just wanted to make an adamantine comment. It's just very little. What I understood when I learned my EMF classes is that as we are able to vibrate in this other manner, we are able to participate
right.
in a field of which we were excluded somehow. So something like that, very simple.
Yeah, higher. Yeah, exactly. That's why I said experience.
I'm sure it's more complicated. Okay.
We understand. We got a long way
yeah,
to go. That's
so,
why Zora says we have to go to school.
Exactly. Exactly. But thank
okay.
you so much, all of you.
We thank you so much also, Debbie, everyone that's on our call.
Thank you, dear one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
you're
bye
all
bye.
Wonderful. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Thank you. Okay. Yep, we definitely are one. We have each other. Okay, we could be the Council of Hollow Earth Beings. Anyway, all right.
Indeed.
4-7-4 ending in 2-3-7-4. 2-3-7-4.
Hi, Dora. This is Nardam from East Haven, Connecticut. Hello, Jane.
Hello,
Dora. My question was, I think it was a few days ago, and there was clouds like about 100 foot above my home that passing through. And to my understanding, it doesn't look like a cloud because the wind going the opposite direction and then the cloud going one direction. I was just wondering, is that ship coming over my home?
Yes.
Coming by or just because they're on the way? Coming closer mm-hmm. to me when I was looking at it, at the cloud. And then it
yes, lenticular clouds have a tendency to stay in a stationary position where other clouds will go by them and they are sitting still. So when the lenticular clouds do that, I can assure you they are ships inside.
So did it look like a ship?
No, it just
not necessarily.
Like clouds passing through.
Oh, okay.
Like a lenticular cloud. Lenticular clouds are very almost mimic the shape of the ship that is within it. But in a much larger fashion.
And they can be very large.
And they can be very large, yes.
Yep.
Came in line, and then as they're passing through, each cloud would be dissipated into thin air. I was like, wow,
yeah.
That's something.
And that mm-hmm. one stays together until the ship decides to leave. Once
mm-hmm.
the ship leaves, the cloud will dissipate.
Yes.
Yes. So anytime you see a lenticular cloud in the air, especially during a windy day, and the cloud just simply stays in one place, that is a ship. That is not
okay.
a cloud.
Okay.
I also see that many times.
Okay, very good. Okay, let's go.
And your call
is
over.
Yeah, well, we have one more minute left. So let's go ahead and do a real quick 5-4-3-2-1, Dora.
5-4-3-2-1, receive.
5-4-3-2-1, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our beings, we are in full fifth dimensional frequency now, and we know it.
Indeed. Very good.
Thank you.
And
I can feel that. Thank you, Zora.
Indeed you can. Of course you can.
And what were you going to say, Zora?
If anyone is interested in what you call Ted's call, which will be coming forth in about 15 minutes or so. People want to get in on that. They may go ahead and listen
just,
to that, too.
Yeah, go to Out of This World, 1150.com. So Out of This World, 1150.com. All right, everybody. We love you. And I will be sending out a newsletter as to the upcoming calls that we will be having. So much love. Have a wondrous, glorious, and loving day. And that's all, folks. Okay, bye-bye. That's it.